It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
10 years ago today, 10 years ago today, is the last time anyone saw West Valley City mom Susan Powell. Her parents spoke to Cold podcast host Dave Colley, and they reflect on what it's been like in the last decade without their daughter and how her disappearance has made them advocates in their own community and has changed their family.
It's part of how I think people that have been victimized like this cope with it, trying to find a greater purpose, to see how they can help others, because it is such a miserable and heart-wrenching and heartbreaking experience. Joining us now, Dave Colley from the Cold Podcast. And there's so many questions we have, Dave. First of all, give us a little bit of an idea of Susan's parents. Are they still holding out hope that Susan's going to be found?
They are. Sitting across from Chuck and Judy Cox was a really interesting experience. In part because they said something I did not expect, which is Chuck Cox said he's holding on to the money that they took out of the life insurance after Susan disappeared.
Right. I remember that controversy when they got the money.
Right. Yeah. So the thought was, what has happened to that?
Right.
And he said, we're holding on to it in case Susan ever comes home, which is something that I think most of us in the public think there's no chance.
Yeah.
Yet here he is saying he recognizes that it's not likely, but just in case, they're gonna hold on to that in case Susan one day walks through their door.
Well, I know you had an extensive interview with them in light of the fact that this today marks 10 years since she was last seen or heard from. Here's part of your interview with Chuck and Judy Cox.
Every time there's a body found, every time there's a, you know, cadaver found somewhere, we kind of start wondering, is this the one? Is our wait going to be over? Will we be able to put her, whatever's left of her, to rest with her children?
But we're thankful for whoever is found, even though it's remains. It's still a good thing.
No matter how hard that has to be for you.
Yeah, it's hard, but I think it's harder not knowing.
Dave, this is a very, very macabre and sad thing to discuss, but what does it mean to these families to find their remains, even though they know?
Right.
Like they know she's dead. They know that she's not coming back. Even if there is a little sliver, they logically understand this. But what does it mean to find the remains?
You know, it's funny. I think we often use this term closure. And I've had several people close to the Susan Powell case tell me there's no such thing. You never get finality. You never get quote-unquote closure. You enter a new chapter. And I think for Susan's family, there's this question of what really happened to her. And just getting that answer allows them to at least move forward, if not, you know, to put this to rest, certainly to enter that next chapter, to focus more fully on helping others as opposed to looking back and saying, what happened?
I need to make a correction here. I had said today marks 10 years. I believe it was Friday
right.
that marked 10 years since the disappearance. I just cannot believe it's been a decade either way that this has been going on. It just seems like it was yesterday that we were all finding out about this missing West Valley City mom. And I think all of us were holding out hope year after year after year. And then the case just kept getting stranger and sicker along the way. And we learned so much through your podcast, Cold, about her husband, Josh.
Yeah.
And now her parents speaking out against domestic violence.
It's forever changed. And
yeah.
Now we become spokespersons against domestic violence. And our path is kind of set out before us. I wondered when I retired from the FAA, what would I do? I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm going to keep doing what I can to help other people.
How do they feel about the podcast? I would imagine as a parent, it would be very difficult to listen to an in-depth analysis and study of the worst moment of your life.
Yeah. Susan's mom, Judy, she had not done an interview for the podcast. I'd had an opportunity to talk to her kind of behind the scenes, but she had never sat down with me on the record. And she talked about that in this interview. She mentioned that listening to the podcast was incredibly hard for her because it brought back. It was like she was living through these days all over again. And that certainly was in the back of my mind as we were putting these episodes together, thinking the people who knew Susan, her friends, her family, they're going to be listening to this. And we need to make sure that we're telling the story in a way that isn't going to unnecessarily traumatize these people over again. But the Coxes also expressed some gratitude in that it's helping illuminate issues around domestic abuse. It's helping keep Susan's name forefront in people's minds. And, you know, as they're holding that hope out, that's really what they believe will make the difference, is somebody finally coming forward with some information.
A big question all along the way was how West Valley City Police handled the disappearance of Susan Powell. And did they do enough right away, right up front, to bring her back home? Chuck and Judy Cox addressed that in your interview with them. Let's listen to that.
I do believe the West Valley City Police gave it their all, and they tried real hard, and they did a lot of searches, and they did do a lot of work, and a lot of people, well, they messed up. We always can mess up. And do you think they planned that? No. They were doing everything they could.
Which has got to feel like a great relief to the police department to hear that from the parents, to understand that the parents don't necessarily expect them to be perfect, to have done everything. In hindsight, we can look at it, and I would imagine that as you've been going through this in detail, you can see, oh, missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But that there isn't this frustration from the family, I would imagine, would be a great relief to the police department.
I think there was, I would say, ambivalence on the part of Susan's family in that they wanted to be in the know. They wanted to be heavily involved in things that were going on. And that's just not the way investigations work. And clearly they understood that. So you're always going to have that frustration at not being in the inner circle. But for Judy Cox, who has, I think, for a number of years held on to some hard feelings, this was a big thing for her to say.
Dave, where can we download the podcast?
It's available right now at thecoldpodcast.com or in your podcast app of choice.
Dave Colley, investigative reporter, thank you so much for jumping on the line live with us, or jumping on in studio line live with us to talk about the 10-year mark, the disappearance of Susan Powell. That came and went over the weekend, and our hearts still ache for her family.